A Walk in the Country, written by Bob Willerton and performed by Phil Johnson and Bob Willerton.
Oh, what boots shall I wear, Pete?
What do you mean, Brian? How many have you brought?
Well, simple walkers and some bigger boots if it's really muddy. I mean, you didn't say how bad it was in your email.
Well, when I did my reconnoitre walk, there was only one Dyson patch near the canal base.
You've pre-walked our planned investigation of the old dive canal.
We like to be prepared.
They threw you out of the scouts, didn't they?
Well, that scout leader tried to pass off a reef knot as a club hitch. I was entitled to start that petition.
Big boots it is. Let's get going, Tonto.
Did you hear that?
What?
It was a lesser spotted peewit. It couldn't go on my list.
You didn't see it.
Twitchers don't need to see it to count it as spotted.
You recognise a specific bird song, even this close to the M621.
Just listen.
What are you doing, Percy Edwards?
I've got an app that plays all the bird songs. Listen again. See? It's just like the one we heard.
You heard it? Oh, one screeched to me.
Look at this.
There's something from that canal wall we just saw.
Yes, it's a bridge crossover, brick. That's why it's rounded on the outside with a deep-seated frog and double bait. Look, you can see the grooves made by the horse ropes.
But it's mucky.
It's 120 years old. I've just Googled it.
There's a bridge full of them back there.
Taking this home for my collection. Ooh, the canal group will love this.
It's a brick.
But what a brick.
How far have we come? What, about 3 miles?
About that.
So you're going to carry a mucky old brick 3 miles in your hands. I wouldn't want to deprive you of the challenge.
Is it still there?
Can't you tell?
No.
I thought that as we put it in your anorak hood, you'd be aware of it. Maybe the odd bump or a bit of chafing.
No, it's been a bit numb up there for 10 minutes. I think it's pulling me top zip over a vein or a nerve or something.
Well, it's still there, and the good news is it's a bit cleaner. The tartan lining has rubbed off a fair bit of soot. Anyhow, we're nearly there.
How long did you put on your car?
What do you mean?
The parking ticket.
What bloody parking ticket? There wasn't anything or anyone in that country car park.
There was a machine in the corner.
Flaming hell, I didn't see it, you didn't say.
You got here before me.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Will I ever find?
Well, hang on, I'll Google it and check.
No, let's leave it as an exciting prospect. Yep. There it is, a fine, in a little plastic bag behind a pigging wiper. Oh, there are lots of cars, but not yours.
Bloody hard cheese, how much?
30 quid if I pay it right away, greedy, grabbing tow rags.
It's an interesting phrase, tow rag. Do you know that it comes from...
Just let me apply it freely. By the way, you might want this.
What, the parking fine? I mean, I'm sorry, but
No, it's yours. Our cars are similar, and they had a lot to do, so you can easily understand. They've used your registration number.
Inefficient tow rags. Well, that's ruined a perfectly good day.
Never mind. At least you've got your brake.